from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantastic. Okay, so yeah, I know. I heard that. I'm sure they'll get it fixed. Okay. All right. So, crazy weekend. I think Tom Cotton put it best.
The Democratic Party under Kamala Harris has gone so far to the left that you actually had a Kennedy endorse a Republican. That's pretty remarkable that the Democratic Party has become so radical under Kamala Harris that a member of the Kennedy family has come out to endorse a Republican.
He is right. And it's not just the way that RFK Jr. came out. It's not just that he endorsed Trump. It's the way he did it. Oh, it was absolutely shocking. I didn't even realize the extent of what the Democrat Party did to him. It was absolutely shocking. We're going to run through it because, Lee, this is what RFK is describing here is in what Trump has been through that we've watched him go through. This is what any candidate going forward who tries to challenge them will live through. And as a former citizen of Russia who lived through the USSR era wrote in the New York Post, these elections are starting to look like elections when I was a kid in the USSR. What they did to RFK is unbelievable. I mean, having the head of the Department of Homeland Security deny him Secret Service protection 3 times, including after someone broke into his house. They planted people inside his campaign to spy on him and undermine the campaign. That's exactly what the FBI did to Trump. They went out of their way to make sure he could not challenge Joe Biden. He wanted to challenge Joe Biden in the primary. They blocked him from primary access. They fixed the system so he only got judges that were loyal to them. And the most shocking thing of all, and I had no idea that this ruling had even come out last week. I mean, this is how blacked out this is by the media. He talks about how 36 hours after Joe Biden took office, I think it was 36 hours, how he issued an order, a secret order that's now known about because there's a lawsuit about it, to censor RFK across all of these platforms. And they did. So we're gonna go into that. It's unbelievable what they did to keep him. Yes, I think this is this right here. I'll play it coming up. But he talks about how the FBI and the CIA immediately dove in and cut off all of his accounts or algorithmed them down so no one could hear from him on the orders of the president of the United States. In other words, his own party went to war with him, censored him the minute Joe Biden took office. Why would that be? Because Kennedy has a long history of suing the pharmaceutical industry, particularly vaccine makers, and he was trying to warn anybody who would listen about the dangers of this vaccine. And their way of dealing with that was not to address his concerns or, you know, fight speech with speech, but to have the deep state go in and censor him because they didn't like what he was saying. And so this was a plea from a Democrat who is still a Democrat to the American people, stop my party, stop them. They are out of control. They don't. And when you understand, I didn't, again, know the extent of what they had done to him to attack him. And you got to look at this from Kennedy's perspective. It's really kind of nuts if you start looking at it from Kennedy's perspective. I mean, he's the nephew of a president who was assassinated. RFK watched his uncle JFK fight the federal deep state of the time, then die soon after by assassination, okay? RFK has made it clear he believes the deep state murdered JFK. He's done many interviews to that effect. That's what he believes. That's what he says. Okay. Well, RFK just watched Trump take on the deep state with remarkably similar results. Trying to put him in prison, which he mentioned in his speech. Trump gets assassinated. By the way, we have new shocking information out of about that Butler rally from this weekend. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. So if you watch your uncle take on the deep state, get assassinated, you watch other members of your family get assassinated, and then you watch Trump almost assassinated and, you know, attempting to jail him for taking on the deep state. I mean, how would that, think about the impact that would have on you. You'd be scared to death. And then you have the head of the Department of Homeland Security personally deny you Secret Service three times, including after someone's broken into your house. What are they trying to do? Well, looks like they're trying to do the same thing they did to Trump by unsecuring and insecuring that rally deliberately. By the way, over the weekend, we learned for the first time, I had a feeling we were going to learn this. We'll get into this as the show unfolds. Guess who did the pre-planning for the Butler rally with the Secret Service? Was the FBI. That's kind of interesting since there essentially was no pre-planning for the Butler rally. In fact, the only planning there was to not have security, which we learned more about this weekend. It looks like both directors of the Secret Service lied under oath to Congress when they said, you know, they were asked for, you know, they weren't asked. Oh, we weren't asked. No. They apparently what they did was went to these Secret Service members who were requesting more security and told them, stop requesting security. Stop it. We're not going to increase the security for the and it was specifically for the Butler rally. So this thing gets stranger and stranger and stranger. But so much to dive into today. By the way, Lee, RFK is not alone. Jill Stein, another liberal who is running for office, she's in the mix there, coming out and saying over the weekend, Joe Biden is controlled by the deep state and by other interests, and Kamala Harris will be too. I know, and she's a liberal Democrat. So, I mean, like, she's not a middle of the road type, you know what I mean? Like, she wants her party to go further to the left. That's why she's running. And yet, listen to what she's saying. And then we have Brett Weinstein, another dyed-in-the-wool liberal who's been a talking head for many years on CNN and MSNBC, come out and say the same things. Somebody please stop the Democrat Party. This is not the party that I grew up with. He says this is not the party that I love. And RFK is saying the same thing. Do you think this is going to make any difference, Lee? Frank Luntz, who is not a Trump fan at all, he's a pollster, said he thought it would be worth about 1 percentage point, which doesn't mean a lot nationally, like you said, but it may make a difference in a swing state. So hopefully this will mean something. This was all but blacked out on social media over the weekend, everywhere but X. So I think the FBI had a very busy weekend making sure nobody saw this. It's just interesting to me because we now have Topic Pulse where we can see what gets the most likes, hits, clicks. And for this to be nowhere, it's as if it didn't happen. What that tells me is that this aggregator we use was taking measurements from across social media, and the RFK announcement was all but blacked out everywhere but X. No, I'm not. If I were them, I would black it out too. It's devastating. And you would, the biggest fear here would be that anybody, Lee, would go and actually watch the speech and listen to it, because you would be appalled listening to it. And once you hear the details of the speech, you understand why they would have to attack him like that. Because when he lays out what they did to him, I don't know that anyone's going to be able to run against them in the future and not fear for their lives from the Secret Service angle, and not fear that they will be jailed from the other angle. I'll play it. I'll play RFK's, because I mean, what he's describing is the death of the ability to challenge them in any way without the full force of the federal government coming down on your head. And it's a really frightening story. What, you know, what the Democrats, and he describes it, Lee, this is what the Democrats did to drive me to this. And he talks about how, you know, when I was 6 years old, that was my first Democrat convention. I loved this party. I grew up in this party. This, here is what this party did to me for daring to challenge Joe Biden. It's a remarkable story. We'll hop into that and so much more coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokespuppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable RFK story. RFK didn't just come out and endorse Trump. That would have been one thing. He didn't just say, well, we got some stuff in common and he fits my political views better, so I'm going to go out and campaign for him. He said, no, we must stop the Democrat Party. They have become totalitarians. Take a listen to what he said over the weekend. And this is why this is virtually unfindable on all social media except for X. Because it's so dangerous. It's the truth. And they don't want it out there. RFK, who is still a liberal Democrat.
He wanted to end the censorship because the whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information. And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys? They're always the bad guys, because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism. And don't you want a president who's going to protect America's freedoms?
What is RFK talking about there? This is remarkable. I wasn't even aware of this. RFK has sued the Biden administration. There's an ongoing case. There was a ruling in that case last week by Judge Doty. And he wrote that this was the most egregious violation of the First Amendment he had ever seen since the founding. What the Biden administration did to RFK Jr. It's remarkable. I'll let him tell the story. This is, he's saying, why I am endorsing Trump. We have to defeat the people running my party right now.
This week, a federal judge, Terry Doty, upheld my injunction against President Biden, calling the White House's censorship project, quote, the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America. Doty's previous 155-page decision details how just 37 hours after he took the oath of office, swearing to uphold the Constitution, President Biden and his White House opened up a portal and then invited the CIA, the FBI, CISA, which is a censorship agency. It's the center of the censorship industrial complex. DHS, the IRS, and other agencies to censor me and other political dissidents on social media.
Wow.
Even today, users who try to post my campaign videos to Facebook or YouTube get messages that this content violates community standards. 2 days after Judge Doty rendered his decision this week, Facebook was still attaching warning labels to an online petition calling on ABC to include me in the upcoming debate. They said that violates community standards, their community standards.
37 hours after Joe Biden took office, order goes out, CIA, FBI start opening back doors in social media and coming in and censoring him and other dissidents. And he, and that is a remarkable term, political dissident. Where do you know that from? Well, if you are like me and you grew up at the tail end of the Cold War, as I did, political dissidents were these poor people in Russia who would try to escape and come here. We cheered for them. We cheered them on. Gosh, we hope you can get here to freedom so that you won't be repressed anymore. He's a cold era guy. To use the term political dissident, he's saying the Democrats, Biden, are what Russia is. And he made that comparison directly. This is devastating stuff. This is way, way beyond an endorsement speech. This is a cry for help. Somebody stop the party that my family came out of from Kennedy. Take a listen to him compare Biden and Putin.
President Biden mocked Vladimir Putin's 88% landslide in the Russian elections, observing that Putin and his party controlled the Russian press and that Putin prevented serious opponents from appearing on the ballot. But here in America, the DNC also prevented opponents from appearing on the ballot. And our television networks exposed themselves as Democratic Party organs.
He's saying it's the same thing. And he's saying, I am endorsing Trump because I don't know how else to stop them. Take a listen.
President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily. How did the Democratic Party choose a candidate that has never done an interview or debate during the entire election cycle? We know the answers. They did it by weaponizing the government agencies. They did it by abandoning democracy. They did it by suing the opposition and by disenfranchising American voters. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies. When a U.S. president colludes with or outright coerces media companies to censor political speech, it's an attack on our most sacred right of free expression, and that's the very right upon which all of our other constitutional rights rest.
Again, a plea for help, stop this party. Because otherwise, you're not going to be able to run against them. I tried. That's what he's saying. They unleashed the full power of the deep state on me. It's truly an unbelievable story. This is a guy who tried to run against Biden, got blocked from being able to run in that primary. They replaced Biden, who's then won without any real challenge, with her, a person who won't give interviews. And he goes on to describe in the speech, I've been trying to give interviews. Ross Perot gave over 30 interviews when he ran for office, 34 exactly. He said, I've only given two because there's a media blockade on interviewing me. But I can't reach my audience any other way because the CIA, CISA, the Department of Homeland Security is censoring me for Joe Biden, as they have been since 37 hours after he took office. I can't run. He's describing the kind of situation we used to associate with Russia, but it's here. And I think a lot of people, including me, didn't realize how bad this was until he gave this speech. More on that coming up. Happy Monday. Okay, what a crazy weekend. Justin Bieber and his wife had a child. That was the number one story. this weekend in the country, in case you're wondering what people are talking about. Local number one. You know, it's pretty bad when you have such a bad driving day on the road that it makes the news. In other words, you do something so catastrophically stupid that you make the news. You don't want to make the news. No. Headline, tractor trailer stuck under Spartanburg County Bridge. Some kind of malfunction there, mental malfunction. Didn't see the bridge there or misjudged the size of the truck. I don't know. Tractor trailer was stuck under a bridge in Spartanburg. You see this weekend? Stuck under a bridge in Spartanburg County for several hours on Sunday, temporarily closing a portion of New Cut Road. Do you ever wonder, like, who are the people to call to fix this? They're obviously smarter than the guy driving the truck. And how do you fix it? Like, how do you make that problem go away? I don't know. Engineers or us? I guess they got it out, but it had the road jammed up for hours. So if you're driving a truck and you're new to driving a truck, bridges overhead, pay attention. There you go. All right. Over the weekend, RFK's speech bouncing around the few free remaining parts of the internet as he declared war on his party and begged someone to stop them. You know what this was interesting about this? This was not about right versus left. That's the fascinating thing. This was, we'll get back to arguing right versus left after we survive the totalitarian regime the Democrats are trying to build. And folks from all across the spectrum begging of Democrats begging for somebody to stop them. Here's RFK leading into what's going on here.
The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail.
Wow. See, we don't speak those things. Not in this country. And the way the media gaffs them off is, well, that's just Trump talking crazy. I mean, nothing like that's going on. For RFK, given that he is a Kennedy, I mean, think about this. Of the last 7 years, the two most iconic presidents of the last 7 years would be like what? Definitely JFK with Camelot and Reagan. And so you have that Camelot history, that Kennedy history of generations of Democrats, Kennedys saying, no, this is not my father's party. This is not my uncle's party. I don't recognize this party. And we need somebody to stop them before it's too late. He talked about the twin problems of within 37 hours of Joe Biden taking office, he signed a censorship, essentially decree, edict, as if he's a Soviet dictator, and sicked the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security on RFK through the back door to censor him. Is this what it's going to be like now for everybody who runs against the Democrat Party? Automatic censorship, all of the intel agencies piling on? And that's what he's asking here. How are we going to go forward like this? And so he's censored on the one hand online, but on the other hand, he's not allowed to give interviews because he's shut out. He describes that.
During his 10-month presidential campaign in 1992, Ross Perot gave 34 interviews on mainstream networks. In contrast, during the 16 months since I declared, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined gave only 2 live interviews from me. Those networks instead ran a continuous deluge of hit pieces with inaccurate, often vile, pejoratives and defamatory smears. Some of those same networks and colluded with the DNC to keep me off the debate stage.
He said there was an embargo on interviewing him. They won't interview him. They're not interviewing him. And he says, look, the ruling last week from the judge in my case makes clear. I was also censored online. I have no way to reach people. And I still hit polling highs of 26% against Joe Biden. And that's completely locked down. And he's asking, how can people run against the Democrat Party in the future when you get attacked like this by the CIA, the FBI, CISA, the Department of Homeland Security? I don't know what the answer to it is. You know what's fascinating? If you're a TV junkie, political TV junkie, I am, you know the name Brett Weinstein. You know it because he's been a liberal commentator for many years and a very good one. And suddenly, if you're wondering why you're not seeing Brett Weinstein anymore, he used to be all over the place. He used to be on CNN, on MSNBC, drop in, drop a bomb on the Republicans, walk away. Well, you're not going to hear from him either because he's saying the same thing RFK is.
Does this cause a guy like you to be open to the idea of voting for Trump versus Kamala?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just be perfectly clear about this. I think the modern Democratic Party is an existential threat to the Republic. And although I am a Democrat, I've been a Democrat my whole life, the party that I see in front of me today is literally the inverse of the party I signed up for. This is now the party of war. This is the party of racism. This is the party of censorship. I don't recognize this party. There is no conceivable scenario in which I would vote for Kamala Harris. I just simply will not do it. Am I open to voting for Trump? I am. I'm especially open to it if he is partnered with Bobby Kennedy, because what that tells me is that my values, which are a much closer match for Bobby's, are represented in that administration. And that's really what I want. I want a coalition to redefine American politics because, frankly, we have an
existential threat to the Republic, and he's a liberal. But he wasn't alone. Jill Stein, liberal Democrat, who is one of the ones running, flat out says the deep state is in charge of Joe, runs Joe, tells Joe what to do, and they will do the same with Kamala.
He who has not been able to think clearly or carry on a conversation or even read from a teleprompter. You know, this man was not fit to be president. He's not fit to be president right now. You don't want this guy woken up at 2 a.m., you know, by the hotline and there's some emergency that has to be solved. Who's making the decisions here? You know, it's not people who've been elected. It's the deep state. It is his staff, whoever. You know, he shouldn't be in office and he crashed and burned. Well, they're going to do the same thing with Kamala Harris because we've all seen her. You know, we've had 4 years to see her in action. And before that as well, she had to drop out of the primary in 2020 because there was no support for her whatsoever. She was going to have a really humiliating result in her own home state of California. So it's just a matter of time. That ship, too, is going to sink. So, you know, the Democrats have just cooked their own goose here.
Wow. Liberal Democrat Jill Stein wants to move her party to the left. Saying the same thing. Deep state runs Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't run Joe Biden. And the deep state will run Kamala Harris, too. Have you seen her? I mean, dang. Dang. And the American people would have no idea any of this was going on if it weren't for X, which is why the Department of Justice is so committed to putting Elon Musk in prison or extraditing him to a country that will put him in prison. This whole thing is going to get wild one way or another. The Democrat Party couldn't have made it clearer. If you are a man, God forbid if you're a white man, you are toxic. You were toxic at birth before they ever put the first diaper on you. You were born wrong. And it's their job to fix you, really, by marginalizing you right out of society. Men are toxic. Happy Monday. Okay, what a crazy weekend. Justin Bieber and his wife had a child. That was the number one story this weekend in the country, in case you're wondering what people are talking about. Local number one. You know, it's pretty bad when you have such a bad driving day on the road that it makes the news. In other words, you do something so catastrophically stupid that you make the news. You don't want to make the news. No. Headline, tractor trailer stuck under Spartanburg County Bridge. Some kind of malfunction there, mental malfunction. Didn't see the bridge there or misjudge the size of the truck. I don't know. Tractor trailer was stuck under a bridge in Spartanburg. Did you see this weekend? Stuck under a bridge in Spartanburg County for several hours on Sunday, temporarily closing a portion of New Cut Road. Do you ever wonder, like, who are the people to call to fix this? They're obviously smarter than the guy driving the truck. And how do you fix it? Like, how do you make that problem go away? I don't know. Engineers are us. I guess they got it out, but it had the road jammed up for hours. So if you're driving a truck and you're new to driving a truck, bridges overhead, pay attention. There you go. All right. Over the weekend, RFK's speech bouncing around the few free remaining parts of the internet as he declared war on his party and begged someone to stop them. You know what this was interesting about this? This was not about right versus left. That's the fascinating thing. This was, we'll get back to arguing right versus left after we survive the totalitarian regime the Democrats are trying to build. And folks from all across the spectrum begging for somebody to stop them. Here's RFK leading into what's going on here.
The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail.
Wow. See, we don't speak those things. Not in this country. And the way the media gaffs them off is, well, that's just Trump talking crazy. I mean, nothing like that's going on. For RFK, given that he is a Kennedy, but think about this, of the last 7 years, the two most iconic presidents of the two of the last 7 years be like what? Definitely JFK with Camelot and Reagan. And so you have that Camelot history, that Kennedy history of generations of Democrats, Kennedys saying, no, this is not my father's party. This is not my uncle's party. I don't recognize this party. And we need somebody to stop them before it's too late. He talked about the twin problems of within 37 hours of Joe Biden taking office, he signed a censorship, essentially decree edict, as if he's a Soviet dictator, and sicked the CIA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security on RFK through the back door to censor him. Is this what it's going to be like now for everybody who runs against the Democrat Party? Automatic censorship, all of the intel agencies piling on? And that's what he's asking here. How are we going to go forward like this? And so he's censored on the one hand online, but on the other hand, he's not allowed to give interviews because he's shut out. He describes that.
During his 10-month presidential campaign in 1992, Ross Perot gave 34 interviews on mainstream networks. In contrast, during the 16 months since I declared, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined gave only 2 live interviews from me. Those networks instead ran a continuous deluge of hit pieces with inaccurate, often vile, pejoratives and defamatory smears. Some of those same networks and colluded with the DNC to keep me off the debate stage.
He said there was an embargo on interviewing him. They won't interview him. They're not interviewing him. And he says, look, the ruling last week from the judge in my case makes clear. I was also censored online. I have no way to reach people. And I still hit polling highs of 26% against Joe Biden. And that's completely locked down. And he's asking, how can people run against the Democrat Party in the future when you get attacked like this by the CIA, the FBI, CISA, the Department of Homeland Security? I don't know what the answer to it is. You know what's fascinating? If you're a TV junkie, political TV junkie, I am, you know the name Brett Weinstein. You know it because he's been a liberal commentator for many years and a very good one. And suddenly, if you're wondering why you're not seeing Brett Weinstein anymore, he used to be all over the place. He used to be on CNN, on MSNBC, drop in, drop a bomb on the Republicans, walk away. Well, you're not going to hear from him either. Because he's saying the same thing RFK is.
Does this cause a guy like you to be open to the idea of voting for Trump versus Kamala?
Oh, absolutely. Let me just be perfectly clear about this. I think the modern Democratic Party is an existential threat to the Republic. And although I am a Democrat, I've been a Democrat my whole life, the party that I see in front of me today is literally the inverse of the party I signed up for. This is now the party of war. This is the party of racism. This is the party of censorship. I don't recognize this party. There is no conceivable scenario in which I would vote for Kamala Harris. I just simply will not do it. Am I open to voting for Trump? I am. I'm especially open to it if he is partnered with Bobby Kennedy, because what that tells me is that my values, which are a much closer match for Bobby's, are represented in that administration. And that's really what I want. I want a coalition to redefine American politics because, frankly, we have a
existential threat to the Republic, and he's a liberal. But he wasn't alone. Jill Stein, liberal Democrat, who is one of the ones running, flat out says the deep state is in charge of Joe, runs Joe, tells Joe what to do, and they will do the same with Kamala.
He who has not been able to think clearly or carry on a conversation or even read from a teleprompter. You know, this man was not fit to be president. He's not fit to be president right now. You don't want this guy woken up at 2 a.m., you know, by the hotline and there's some emergency that has to be solved. Who's making the decisions here? You know, it's not people who've been elected. It's the deep state. It is his staff, whoever. You know, he shouldn't be in office and he crashed and burned. Well, they're going to do the same thing with Kamala Harris because we've all seen her, you know, we've had 4 years to see her in action. And before that as well, she had to drop out of the primary in 2020 because there was no support for her whatsoever. She was going to have a really humiliating result in her own home state of California. So it's just a matter of time. That ship, too, is going to sink. So, you know, the Democrats have just cooked their own goose here.
Wow. Liberal Democrat Jill Stein wants to move her party to the left. Saying the same thing. Deep state runs Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't run Joe Biden. And the deep state will run Kamala Harris, too. Have you seen her? I mean, dang. Dang. And the American people would have no idea any of this was going on if it weren't for X. Which is why the Department of Justice is so committed to putting Elon Musk in prison or extraditing him to a country that will put him in prison. This whole thing is going to get wild one way or another. The Democrat Party couldn't have made it clearer. If you are a man, God forbid if you're a white man, you are toxic. You were toxic at birth before they ever put the first diaper on you. You were born wrong. And it's their job to fix you, really, by marginalizing you right out of society. Men are toxic and they should go away. Men are problematic. And the Democrat Party is the solution. Well, men are getting the message. They're hearing this. And the results are shocking. We've been watching this for a while. And I don't know what it's going to add up to in this election, But there is a revolution going on in the minds of men, and particularly young men. Let me give you an example. 2016, 51% of young men ages 18 to 29 identified as Democrats. So, you know, just barely a majority, right? They're young, and usually by the time they hit their 30s, they'll be Republicans. It's kind of how men go. Majority will, anyway. 51, keep that in your mind, 51% in 2016 of men, barely a majority, but a majority of young men, Democrats. What is it today? 39% of men 18 to 29 are Democrats. The rest are 39% of young men. Overwhelming majority are Republicans. So that's between 2016 and 2023. I'd love to give Republicans credit for that, but they didn't do it. No, this is the Democrat Party telling men again and again and again how wrong and bad they are for things they can't control. The color of their skin, no control. Gender, no, well, I was going to say no control when you're born, but heck, what the heck? You could just be whatever gender you want. But if you were born male, you're automatically suspect. This is going to be interesting because the Democrats count on a majority of young people, both men and women, being Democrats. Majority of women are still Democrats. Women between 18 and 29. That has not changed. But the men, it's changed radically. They are being radicalized by this Democrat Party into Republicans. Again, 51% of men 18 to 29 in 2016 were Democrats. Gallup reporting, it is 39% today. That is a massacre. Will it add up to anything in this election? I don't know if they just identify that way and they're not coming out because they're too busy playing video games. I don't know. But this could be a sea change election if young men take action. And again, I talk to you all the time about how I see this in my house. Young men today, they're not on TikTok and they are following male role models who say it's okay to be masculine. It's okay to be a male. It's okay. It's not toxic. You're fine. You're good. Every generation rebels against the last one. This is the rebellion here. I'm not toxic. I'm just a person trying to get through life. Life is hard. But it's fascinating that those numbers are coming together the way that they were. This is not good for the Democrat Party. They're going to have to find some new voters. And I think that's what they're doing at the border. All right. We'll be right back. The Democrat Party couldn't have made it clearer. If you are a man, God forbid if you're a white man, you are toxic. You were toxic at birth before they ever put the first diaper on you. You were born wrong. And it's their job to fix you, really, by marginalizing you right out of society. Men are toxic and they should go away. Men are problematic. And the Democrat Party is the solution. Well, men are getting the message. They're hearing this. And the results are shocking. We've been watching this for a while. And I don't know what it's going to add up to in this election, but there is a revolution going on in the minds of men, and particularly young men. Let me give you an example. 2016, 51% of young men ages 18 to 29 identified as Democrats. So, you know, just barely a majority, right? They're young, and usually by the time they hit their 30s, they'll be Republicans. It's kind of how men go. Majority will, anyway. 51, keep that in your mind. 51% in 2016 of men, barely a majority, but a majority of young men, Democrats. What is it today? 39% of men 18 to 29 are Democrats. The rest are 39% of young men. Overwhelming majority are Republicans. So that's between 2016 and 2023. I'd love to give Republicans credit for that, but they didn't do it. No, this is the Democrat Party telling men again and again and again how wrong and bad they are for things they can't control. The color of their skin, no control. Gender, no, well, I was going to say no control when you're born, but heck, what the heck? You could just be whatever gender you want. But if you were born male, you're automatically suspect. This is going to be interesting because the Democrats count on a majority of young people, both men and women, being Democrats. Majority of women are still Democrats. Women between 18 and 29. That has not changed. But the men, it's changed radically. They are being radicalized by this Democrat Party into Republicans. Again, 51% of men 18 to 29 in 2016 were Democrats. Gallup reporting, it is 39% today. That is a massacre. Will it add up to anything in this election? I don't know if they just identify that way and they're not coming out because they're too busy playing video games. I don't know. But this could be a sea change election if young men take action. And again, I talk to you all the time about how I see this in my house. Young men today, they're not on TikTok and they are following male role models who say it's okay to be masculine. It's okay to be a male. It's okay. It's not toxic. You're fine. You're good. Every generation rebels against the last one. This is the rebellion here. I'm not toxic. I'm just a person trying to get through life. Life is hard. But it's fascinating that those numbers are coming together the way that they were. This is not good for the Democrat Party. They're going to have to find some new voters. And I think that's what they're doing at the border. All right. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.